Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Thursday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 6:15, down 11 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 585, down 10 and a quarter on the open. May, 598 and a half, down 9 and a half. July, 610 and a half, down 9 on the open. March corn opened at 379 and three quarters, down 4 and three quarters on the open. May, 390, down 5 and a half. July, 399, down 6 and a quarter on the open. March soybeans open at 972, down 10 and a half on the open. May, 979, down 11. July, 986, down 11 and a half on the open. March soybean meal opened at 307, down 450 on the open. May, 306.30, down 420. March soybean oil opened at 32.45, down 46 on the open. May, 32.83, down 45. CME live cattle opened at 80.75, down 42.5 on the open. January feeders 94.25, up 5. February lean hogs 56.80, up 7.5. And March bellies opened at 78.80, down 72.5 on the open. Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 588 agricultural outlook panels. Tonight, we'll be at the Effingham Farm Bureau offices, the meeting beginning at 7 o'clock. Panelists for the meeting include Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities, Mike Georgie of Allendale, and Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. That's at the Effingham Farm Bureau offices, the meeting beginning at 7. The meeting is free. No advance registration is required. Bring your agricultural marketing questions, and we'll do our best to answer them ahead of the planting season. But joining us on the phone right now to answer some questions about marketings is Dan Zwicker. And he is with ADM Grain Group out of Decatur, Illinois. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, a week ago, Dan, we talked about this market potentially testing some downsides, some cycle lows due in here, and we're at the softer end of the week.
Yeah, there was at least corn. Had a shot, I think. It's not totally been negated, but it did have a shot at unfolding this larger 20-week cycle with at least the first phase being a 6 to 7 week, and then we were going to new phase, whether or not that was going to be another 6 to 7 or it was going to turn into a 10. But the inability here of the market to kind of follow through on the upside after last week's kind of sideways move and then a real strong close there on Friday kind of implies that maybe we're going to, be under the pressure here at least for another couple of weeks before we can get a winter low in place.
So what areas are you targeting on that March corn chart? 50% retracement from the December lows to the January highs would be around 367.
Well, so far we're holding above the uptrend line, if you connect that with mm-hmm. the low that we had here a couple weeks ago here, about 358. So as long as we hold that uptrend, we're still in a sideways to higher. But as you can see, we're right at the point where the market needs to catch here and move higher. Otherwise, we're going to break that little uptrend line And if we do that, then my guess is that we would go down and clean out the cell stops down there around 358, 359. And then that would, you know, maybe tee up a move down. I don't know if we'd go down and check out the lows that we had there in early December, but it would definitely be scary. It'd be a scary decline if we did that.
Turn your attention to the soybean charts and looking at the March here. And they're very similar in terms of their uncoiling, unwinding, wedging formation. Only it looks to me like the soybeans have even more weakness in the chart than the corn does.
Well, it's they're both about the same, I think. Beans, you know, are kind of develop kind of a wedge formation here. We're kind of down at the bottom end of that wedge formation. We'll see whether or not this market can kind of catch. You know, it's been posting some closes above this 100-day moving average. It's got the 50-day moving average having turned up. It's beans are also at the point here where this could be like an 8 to 9 week cycle, either a low here this week or next week. But it does need to show some upside vigor, and I'm not too sure from a fundamental perspective we're going to get it. But so far, so good. I think that the market is trying to hold its own. But this is very seasonal in nature, having weakness into the last week of January, first couple weeks so of February. Now, I know the last 3 years everybody's gotten used to strength during February, but that is not necessarily seasonal. That was more counter-seasonal. This is more seasonal in nature. The other thing that a lot of chart people are watching is maybe a head and shoulder bottom formation developing in these commodities. So you've got people buying this right shoulder here, and if it doesn't work, you're going to see a pretty good decline, I think, during February, March. But we'll have to see whether or not the head and shoulder boys can make it work or not.
A pretty good decline would be what, 917? There's a little gap down there left over from around the Christmas time frame.
Well, that would be the initial downside to see whether or not the beans could kind of hold in there. But I think, you know, one thing you got to keep in mind that these are bear market rallies that we are in. At some point in time, we're going to go down underneath those fall lows. Now, the only question is when we're going to do that. But I do think that you have to view this as a bear market rally. We're still in the kind of so-called recovery stages of the big decline that we had through July through December. But at some point in time here, we're going to go down underneath those fall lows.
Have you been adding new shorts in the soybean market?
Have I?
Have we? Has the market been adding new shorts?
You're probably adding a little bit of both. South American farmers have been pretty good sellers on price strength. North American farmers have not. North American farmers remain relatively tight holders compared to seasonal norms in both corn and soybeans. And I think a lot of that is that they're not buying their input costs, so they don't need no money. So they're able to be a little stronger holders in here, and we'll see how that, you know, plays out here over the next 60 days.
Turn your attention to wheat, which at some of our meetings, some of our analysts say has some good potential for some upside into the spring.
Well, that depends a lot on how the winter market plays out. Wheat, you know, I think could be in the best position to try to stage some kind of rally, but we still have a lot of world wheat around. But it does look like longer term, you know, those supplies might be tightening some. But as far as strength into the spring, I think that's going to depend upon, you know, what kind of winter weather pattern we finish the season out with and what the early pattern is. A lot of times, you know, you usually have some frost freeze scares in the early spring time frame when we don't have no snow cover on. So that's also kind of a seasonal tendency that the market will, you know, show some kind of strength a lot of times in the spring.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Current tick in Kansas City, March wheat, 6.15 and a quarter, down 10 and three quarters. At the Board of Trade, March, 5.82, down 13 and a quarter. July, 6.06 and a half, down 13. March corn, 3.80 and a half, down 4. July, 4.02, down 4 and a quarter. December, 4.26, now 4.25 and three quarters, down 4 and a quarter. March crude, 41.25, down 91 cents. The February Arbob at 122 is up 3 and 6 tenths. March beans, 9.71, down 11 and a half. July, 9.85 and 3 quarters, down 11 and 3 quarters. November, 9.29, down 5 and a half. March soybean meal, 307.10, down 4.40. March soybean oil at 32.47, down 44. February live cattle, 81.35, up 17 and a half. January feeders, 94.27 and a half, up 7 and a half. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. We can now go to Springfield for the trial of Rod Blagojevich.